major storms. He would remain in his classified position. He's over support services within state police, and I gave him oversight within the Office of Management and Finance in the absence of the undersecretary. And some of the initial conversations I had with the executive director, Ms. Gurman, I think at the beginning of it, we called him the undersecretary, and that was not correct. And she pointed that out to me, and we corrected that, because he's not the undersecretary. What he has done is he's assumed those duties in his current position. And what I'd like to do in this position is create an unclassified position, just like we have all the lieutenant colonels, including myself, as colonel, are unclassified. We still hold and maintain a classified position within the Office of State Police, being that of major. That's the highest permanent rank within state police. So we have that. So if today I brought the lieutenant colonels in and said, you know what, I'm making a change, they can go back to their permanent position, which is major, which is a classified position. Same thing with me. I can go back, if the governor so desired, to appoint someone else. I can go back to that position of major with the state police. And we've actually had a colonel that did that. I think a colonel that actually was not reappointed and went back. And at that time, I think his permanent position was a captain. So he went back to that particular position. So what I'm asking y'all to do is allow me to create this temporary assignment. I'm not increasing my TO. I'm not creating any additional funding issues. There will be no money that'll do that position within that rank. And my desire is to create what I think is really needed as we move forward in the 21st century is that more of a CAO, Chief Accounting Officer, because of how much work we do within our office. And I think this is an appropriate position, and I ask your favorable consideration of that. Answer any questions y'all may have. Yes, sir.
So no new funds are needed for this?
No, sir. No new funds. No. It was not my intention to even ask for that.
Okay.
We have that decision now to do that.
And the duties that this role would fill are created somewhat by the void that you have right now, correct?
That's correct. There's an assistant undersecretary who works primarily within the other sections outside of state police. She'll continue to do that. Jason Strauss will come in this position and will assume the duties and oversight. Here's the deal. He doesn't sign contracts. I sign that. All official signatures of State Police Public Safety Services are signed by me, not by him, not by that position. They will continue to be signed by me. Any MOU that the department enters into will be signed by me. All official documents will still be signed by me in this position. This does not preclude the governor from coming in and appointing an undersecretary if they so desire. I don't believe that to be the case any time in the near future. And again, we're going to have a class November the 6th. I want to announce that to y'all today. If you saw that went out. But November 6th, we'll have a 50-person class. I'm trying to create all the TO that I will have so I can add additional personnel to that class. This is not greater in a more TO department.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve.
I'll second. Go ahead.
I will second the motion with the understanding that you are seconding a motion to create a position, not relative to any particular person. Whatever appointment would be based on after the position is created.
Correct.
Okay. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. The motion passes. Thank you.
While I'm up here, can I say a couple more things?
Sure.
I just want to go back into the academy. I'm really pleased to have this academy. This is something that we certainly need. This is the fifth installment. It actually goes back to Governor Blanco, who said that the funding would be provided based on a formula for five academy classes. This is actually the fifth one. And when you look at the makeup of state police, and you look at the personnel involved, the time on the job, we're about 2 years away from the possibility of over 300 people retiring. We've got to prepare for that. We've got to do our due diligence to make sure that we have additional manpower. I've talked with the governor about that. I've talked with the division administration about that. So they are aware of that. I want to make sure you as a board was also, the commissioner was also aware of that too as we go forward. That doesn't mean they're going to retire, but certainly there'll be serious consideration when those time comes within that time period. I'm excited about having the class. We'll have 50 cadets. I've got over 1,000 applicants right now that want to be state troopers. And I'm certainly very proud to bring this class to fruition and do so on November 6th. Any other questions or anything? I appreciate the support.